By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning show Rise and Shine. This is brought to you each and every single weekday, Mondays to Fridays. Now, Alhamdulillah, Azadul, today, as usual, we have another topic, a brilliant, a beautiful topic. Today is a very, very important one, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But as usual, we begin by listening to the Tilawat-e-Quran, and then we shall introduce our topic. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim.
The tilawat of the Quran, for those of you that have just joined us, Alhamdulillah, we have heard. And subsequent to the tilawat, we move to the naat of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But my dear viewers, today's topic, today we have something, I think it is the first time we shall be speaking about this topic on this program. First time, rise and shine, we are speaking about this particular topic. What is this topic? Alcohol. Alcohol, my dear viewers of my channel. The rates of the consumption of alcohol has increased, continues to increase, and sadly, my dear viewers, Muslims are also consuming alcohol. Alcohol, the detriments to alcohol, the harms to alcohol, the devastations of alcohol are immense, are huge, are paramount. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we shall hear a little more about this topic. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi,
Ya Nabi.
Tera sara paya nabi, tafsir hai Quran ki. Wallail zulfein hai teri, wallail zulfein hai teri. Washams hai chehra tera, hai kalam ilahi mein shams o duha. Tere chehra e noor faza ki qasam, qasam e shab e taar mein raaz ye tha. Ke habib ki zulf e duta ki qasam, hai kalam ilahi mein shams o duha. Tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, ko haq ne jameel kiya, teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya, koi tujhsa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq e husn o ada ki qasam, hai kalam e ilahi mein shams o duha. Tere chehra e noor faza ki qasam, qasam e shab e taar mein raaz ye tha. Ke habib ki zulf e duta ki qasam, hai kalam ilahi mein shams o duha. Wo khuda ne hai martaba tujhko diya, kisi ko mile na kisi ko mila, na kisi ko mile na kisi ko mila, ke kalam e majid ne khai shaha, tere shehr o kalam o baqa ki qasam, hai kalam e ilahi mein shams o duha. Tere chehra e noor faza ki qasam, qasam e shab e taar mein raaz ye tha. Ke habib ki zulf e duta ki qasam, hai kalam ilahi mein shams o duha. Tera masnad e naaz hai arsh bari, tera main محرم راز ہے روح امی تیرا محرم راز ہے روح امی تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شاہ تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
یہی کہتی ہے بلبل باغ جنا سحر بیاں کے رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیاں نہیں ہند میں واصف شاہ خدا مجھے شوخی سب رضا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم الحمدللہ عز وجل My dear viewers, today is Tuesday and on Tuesdays you are aware for those that regularly watch Raz and Shine they would know that we speak about one particular department of Dawat-e-Islami So towards the end of our program, our final segment we shall be hearing about one of the many MashaAllah Really, my dear viewers, many departments of Dawat-e-Islami we have. One of those departments, inshallah, we shall be hearing about. But today's topic, today, inshallah, I would like to speak about alcohol, the harms of alcohol. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Muslims, addressing the believers, has told us in the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, that all you who believe, SubhanAllah, really is beautiful. That all you who believe, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a number of things. But the first, khamr. The first, my dear viewers of Madani channel, alcohol. Intoxication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions maysat, ansab, azlam, superstition, idolatry, idols, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about all of these that these are rijsun min amal shaytan. These are impure from the acts of the shaytan, from the acts of the devil. Fajtanibu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered in the glorious Quran for us to remain from such things. La'allakum tuflihun. And if we are to remain from such things, then we can be successful. Now this is something we've said before, my dear viewers. We yearn for success, for true success in our lives. You know, one person, he asked me, he said that I've heard that not everybody can be successful. He said, I've heard that not everybody can be happy. This is what he said to me. He was from a third world country, I'll keep it simple. He was from a third world country and this is what he said to me. He said that, you know, that Brother Shabazz, I've heard that not everyone can be happy. And I asked him, I said, look, it depends. What do you mean by happy? What do you mean by happy? Do you mean successful? Do you mean just generally happy? Do you mean satisfied? Because not everybody is happy each and every single time, no. Being humans, at times we're happy, at times we're sad. And this continues to change. With happiness, you don't remain happy. Something else happens, it makes you sad. But then subsequent to sadness, again you become happy. What do you mean by happiness? Is it success? Then that lies in your hands. It depends how you act. Is it satisfaction? Is it true happiness? Because happiness itself is temporary. We have something known as satisfaction. Is it satisfaction you are referring to? Then you can be satisfied with whatever you have. He says that, I said to him that some people I have seen, you know, I've traveled, alhamdulillah, and I see that there are children who have completely nothing, but yet they are happy, yet they are excited, yet they are laughing. Some people who have everything, they have the biggest of houses, they have, you know, so much money, yet they are not so happy. So what do you mean? I said, everybody should remain satisfied with what they have. And inshallah, they will not be depressed, they will not be anxious, they will not be saddened, my dear viewers. Yes, success is like successful. I said that lies in you, how hard you work. My dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us the key to success. 5 times a day the azan is read. Hayya alal falah, come towards success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the path to success in the glorious Quran. فَجْتَنِبُوهُ, refrain from such things. 1, alcohol. Refrain from alcohol. Alcoholics, my dear viewers, you know, what does alcohol do? Alcohol, khamr, the word khamr in Arabic, this means to cover something. It means to hide something, to conceal something, or to place a cover over something, my dear viewers. Why is this known as khamr? Why is alcohol in Arabic known as khamr? The reason being is this covers our senses. It covers our capacity to exert our mental power. Our mental function, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order for this to remain stable, we must refrain from alcohol. What they do is they cover our mental abilities. So now we are no longer in our right mind. And this is why it's known as khamar. And you have things like khimar, you know, which is a cover which a woman would use to cover her head, my dear viewers. So this is why alcohol is known as a cover, because normally you do things in a particular manner. But when you drink alcohol, then it covers your mind. You are no longer in your right senses. You are no longer able to deploy those same characteristics, those same manners, which you would generally do on a normal day, because you are intoxicated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَجْتَنِبُوهُ, that refrain from such things. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, if you wish to attain success, then refrain from such things. We look for success. This is the path to success. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam states that Iman, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, faith, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, on the one side, and the habit of drinking alcohol on the other side, these two things, they can never coexist, they can never both remain together in one heart. What does this mean? That a person who has Iman, and a person who drinks, they are two disparate people. These are two opposite actions even. That one person cannot do both. Meaning, if a person is to drink alcohol, he can't have Iman. He does not have true Iman. He does not possess true faith. It's said about a person who drinks alcohol that he will come on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, he will bring himself. He will present himself on the day of judgment, and what will be his state? His state will be such that his face shall be black. His tongue shall be hanging out towards his chest. His saliva, he shall be drooling, my dear viewers, saliva shall be falling. Allahu Akbar, what a disgusting man. And anybody who looks at him, they shall be disgusted by him. Anybody who looks at him, they will hate him. On the day of judgment, this is the state he will come. This is the state he shall appear before the people. And on the day of judgment, he shall appear before everybody. The entire world will see the person in this state. Imagine that, really. With your face blackened, your tongue hanging out, saliva dribbling from your tongue. It's a disgusting manner, a disgusting situation that he feels upon each other. It is our job, you know, for those that may drink alcohol, to completely refrain from alcohol. Completely refrain from alcohol. It has been stated that that individual who even drinks one sip of alcohol, just one sip of alcohol, then he shall be drinking similarly from the boiling drinks of the fire of hell, which will not be a source of replenishment or nourishment, and not a source of ease, bringing about, you know, removing thirst. No, it shall be something which shall destroy his body, which shall burn his insides. And that person who abstains from drinking alcohol, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the drinks of Jannah, the pure wine from the beautiful rivers of Jannah. My dear viewers of inshallah, let's move to our daily reminder, and then inshallah maybe we learn a little about the history of the drinking of alcohol. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Welcome back to our daily reminder. Today, inshallah, Azawajal, a very famous and beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding the essence and importance of time. Now, this hadith is, I'm not going to mention the complete hadith, but just the part of the hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, take advantage of your spare time before you are preoccupied. Now, this spare time that we have today on our hands, how are we spending this time? Remember, my dear Islam brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah Azza wa Jal, he swears an oath that every person is in loss. Illa alladhina amanu, apart from those who have accepted Islam, wa amilu sadihati, and have done pious, righteous good deeds. Now, everyone is in loss. Those people, even if you have become a Muslim and you spend your time in useless things, video games, you know, football, cricket, all day. Now, if we think to ourselves, how we are spending our time today, this time that is so precious, Hazrat Hassan Basri, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that this time that Allah ta'ala has blessed you know, take every breath that is coming, every breath that we are taking, every breath is taken closer and closer to our dark grave. We need to take advantage of this. And if we don't take advantage of time now, then as they say, time will kill you. Every second is taking you closer to death. And my dear Islam brothers, let's just see how we are taking advantage of our spare time. You know, we've got spare time on a Sunday, we'll have a day off. What do we do on a Sunday? We wake up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Why? Because I've got a day off, I need to relax. Now this time is so important that every minute that we are spending in our spare time, that we are not doing anything regarding the deen, we will regret this on the day of judgment. There are so many things to do, but sadly today you can see that the majority, especially of our youngsters, are wasting their time playing video games, are wasting their time, you know, running about in the sports fields, wasting their time, ma'azallah, watching movies, going to cinemas, going clubbing even, astaghfirullah. And our time is being wasted. Now we will regret this on the day of judgment. When we are dead, that is it. You will not be able to do anything. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, time is of an essence. Time is a very important part in our lives. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has taught us that we should take advantage of our spare time before we get preoccupied. So if you have spare time, not even give spare time to the deen. We need to give our own, our real time, our precious time for our deen, because our deen is precious. We need to give it precious time. This spare time that we say, if I've got the time, I'll go on the Madani Qafila. If I've got the time, ma'azallah, I will go and offer my salah. If I've got the time, I will go and read my salah with the Jamaat. If I've got the time, I will go and learn about the deen. Today, we are saying this, that if I get the time, but when we die, that is when we are going to regret it. At this moment of time, if you look at our youngsters who are growing up in this very fast and, you know, very bad society, you see majority of them, they'll be wasting their time playing video games. They'll be at home, you know, even the parents will buy these video games for them. And today, sadly, our younger generation is growing up where they have no much understanding of the deen. They have no respect for the parents. They have no knowledge of what the love and respect. And that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be kind to your parents. They don't even know what this word kindness means towards the parents. Why? The parents need to think. Is it our fault? Is it our children's fault? Maybe it is our fault because we are bringing up our children in this world, that we are bringing up our children. You know, we're making them sit in front of the TV. We're having the TV give them tarbiyah. The TV is teaching them. The TV cannot teach them what you as parents can teach them. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, I'll mention again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith, the mafhum, the part of the hadith is, take advantage of your spare time before you are preoccupied. Today you are free. You haven't got much to do. Tomorrow, when you busy yourself in the dunya, so many people, when they don't have work, they'll be going to the masjid, they'll be reading their salah, but you'll find many, many people who are not working at all, yet they're still at home, lazing about, sat on the sofa, watching television all day long. Now, we need to understand, if this is my life as a father, that I don't know much about my deen, and I've got my spare time on my hand, and even if I don't have this spare time, we need to make spare time. We need to take time off of our very busy schedule and fit that in so that we can learn and educate ourselves in the deen. Let me ask you a few questions, and I will ask these questions to myself as well. Do we know how to recite the glorious Quran? Do we even read the glorious Quran? Do I know the important rulings of salah? You know, important rulings of cleanliness, important rulings of fasting, because if we are baligh, then all these things are compulsory for us. If I don't know these rulings, can you imagine what my children will be like? Can you imagine me spending my life, you know, in this world, you know, put myself, they're so busy in this world. Can you imagine what my children will do if I put myself in there? So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today's daily reminder is, take advantage of your spare time before you become preoccupied. Or else, when the eyes are shut, we're lowered into the dark grave. That is it for you. No one will be able to come out of the grave and start doing good things, because this world is a place where you do the amal. The hereafter is the place where you are going to be answerable to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a day of reckoning, not a day of amal. May Allah give me and all of us the ability to learn and to take advantage of this beautiful deen, and to take advantage of our time and to learn about the deen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Adi views of Madani channel, alhamdulillahi azzurul. That was our daily reminder. Now, today's topic, for those of you that may have joined us, today we are speaking about alcohol. Alcohol is something which is impure, it is something which is dirty, it is something which really stinks. I say this with certainty, my dear viewers, it is something which is repulsive, it is repugnant, it is really nasty. Really it is. And sadly, people are drinking it. Now, my dear viewers, alcohol wasn't something which was always prohibited within Islam. As I said, I will speak a little about the history of alcohol. It's not something which was always prohibited. In fact, it was prohibited during the later years. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, and especially during this time, the people would really drink large amounts of alcohol. Not drinking alcohol was very, very rare. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not drink it. You know, some other people such as Hazrat Uthman radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has been famous for never drinking alcohol. But it was very rare for people not to drink alcohol. Generally, so many people would drink alcohol. And even in this day and age, we know that where there's alcohol, there's more crime. Yes, there's so much crime. Why? Because even the best of people, they will go to a pub, and what will happen? They've drunk. They're not in their normal mind, and they do something wrong. These are the effects of alcohol. Islam undoubtedly is the perfect religion. Islam has the perfect of teachings, the greatest of teachings, and Islam has prohibited Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. They have outlawed, they have made alcohol or the consumption of alcohol haram, unlawful, impermissible upon us Muslims. And alhamdulillah, really what a blessing this is. Now, initially it was not haram. But then the Muslims began to see the effects of this. Some of the companions, when they saw what would happen, they would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Ya Rasulullah, you know, pass this edict, pass this verdict, outlaw alcohol, disallow it, Ya Rasulullah, prohibit alcohol. People like Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, it's mentioned Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, that then he does dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, Ya Allah, please prohibit, completely outlaw alcohol. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this verse of the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, innamal khamru, indeed alcohol, as well as the other things which I have mentioned, that these are rijsun min amali shaytan, these are impure, they're the actions of the shaytan, fajtanibuhu, so refrain from alcohol, refrain from the rest of these things, so that you may attain success. And it's mentioned that when this verse of the Quran was revealed, when the consumption of alcohol was completely and unrestrictedly prohibited, categorically, then it's said that the streets of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara were flowing with alcohol. No, they did not sell it or anything like this, but what did they do? They spilt all of the alcohol. Remember, alcohol, consuming it is haram, buying it, purchasing it is haram, selling it is haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in regards to those who prepare it, that those people are cursed twice. Even serving it to somebody else, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that that person is cursed three times. So don't think, no, I'm not consuming it myself, I'm just serving it. Even serving it is haram. And in Bukhari Shariat it states that even to serve a non-Muslim, the sin, that sin will also be upon the Muslim. It is impermissible. Some people think, you know, we're going to be serving it. No, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, do not be part of a table, do not be part of an event in which alcohol is served. Do not sit at a table in which alcohol is present. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ordered us to abstain from alcohol. My dear viewers, open inshallah, let's listen to our daily hadith sharif and then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azawajal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear of a few beautiful traits that we also implement in our daily lives, inshallah ta'ala. Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْسُمَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِئِ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةَ تَحْمُهَا. That have taqwa, fear Allah azza wa jal wherever you may be, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, which will wipe out the former bad deed. وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And behave well towards the people. So in this hadith, three things have been mentioned. Firstly, taqwa. Taqwa, which means to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect oneself from the severe punishment of Allah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and who also defines taqwa as fearing Allah, adhering to His commandments, being content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed one with, and getting ready for the Day of Judgment. So taqwa is one of the most comprehensive aspects of Islam, one could say. The second piece of advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to follow up a bad deed with a good deed. Yani if one unfortunately ends up committing a sin, then he should immediately perform tawbah, he should repent and then revert to good deeds. And then subhanallah, the third piece of advice from the most well-natured individual ever, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to behave well towards the people by coming across to them with a good code of conduct and not harming them in any way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to ponder over this beautiful hadith and implement it in our lives so that we too can attain the blessings of both worlds. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Adi viewers of Madani channel, today's topic alcohol, but today is, remember, Tuesday, so we listen to one particular department of Dawat Islami, or about one department of Dawat Islami. Let's see which department we have for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Introduction to Majlis Madani Courses. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, among 107 departments of Dawat-e-Islami, Majlis Madani Courses is one under which Madani Courses are conducted.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami ke 107 ke aaspaas shobe hain, unme ek shoba Madani Courses ka hai. Alhamdulillah Dawat-e-Islami ke madani mahol mein madani tarbiyat ka silsila to rehta hi hai. Is cheez ki zarurat mehsoos hui ke kyun na hum courses ka silsila kare, اور کورسز کے ذریعے جو ہے وہ سیکھنے کا اہتمام باقاعدہ ہو. کسی ایک موضوع کو لیا جائے اور اس موضوع کے متعلق جو ہے وہ مکمل معلومات دینے کی کوشش کی جائے. تو الحمدللہ عز و جل 2000 سے جو ہے مدنی کورسز کا دعوت اسلامی کے مدنی ماحول میں آغاز ہوا.
مجلس مدنی کورسز انڈر وچ 63 ڈے مدنی تربیتی کورس, 7 day 12 Madani Kaam course, 7 day Islah-e-Amal course and 7 day Faizan-e-Namaz course are conducted.
Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatul Aliya ne har Dawat-e-Islami wale ko ye madani maqsad diya ke mujhe apni aur sari duniya ke logon ki islah ki koshish karni hai, apni islah ho ya dusre ki islah. بغیر سیکھے کیسے ہو سکتی ہے, اس کو سیکھنا پڑتا ہے.
What is Tarbiyati course? Tarbiyati course provides an opportunity to adopt the company of the devotees of Rasool. The curriculum entails many sciences of knowledge, some of which are farz for every adult and sane Muslim.
مسلمان کو اپنی زندگی کیسے گزارنی ہے, کیا بولنا ہے کیا نہیں بولنا, زبان کی احتیاطیں کیا ہیں, مدنی کورسز میں پاک ہونے کا طریقہ, کپڑے پاک کرنے کا طریقہ سکھایا جاتا ہے, تیمم کا طریقہ سکھایا جاتا ہے, وضو کا طریقہ سکھایا جاتا ہے, نماز کے متعلق اس میں سکھایا جاتا ہے.
7 ڈے فیضان نماز کورس.
فیضان نماز کورس میں نماز کے متعلق شرائط, فرائض, واجبات, مکروہات, مفسدات جو کہ ان میں سے بعض چیزیں سیکھنا مسلمان کے لیے فرض ہے, بعض چیزیں سیکھنا اس پہ مسلمان کے لیے واجب ہے.
Among the salient features of this course, it also includes wuzu, ghusl, the method of reciting the Holy Quran with right makharij and pronunciation, rulings of salah and practical method of its performance.
Namaz afzal ibadat hai. Baruz e qiyamah jo sabse pehla sawal hoga wo namaz ke mutalliq hoga. Aap apna zehen banaye ki mujhe namaz seekh kar padhni hai, namaz dekh kar nahi padhni. To alhamdulillah دعوت اسلامی کے مدنی ماحول میں ایک کورس ہوتا ہے فیضان نماز کورس. یہ 7 دن کا ہوتا ہے. اس میں نماز کے فرائض, نماز کے شرائط, نماز کے واجبات, نماز کے مفسدات یہ سکھانے کی کوشش کی جاتی ہے اور اس کی عملی مشق بھی کروائی جاتی ہے صرف 7 دن.
Thank you Allah for the modern environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the madani environment.
مدنی چینل کے ناظرین میں آپ سے عرض کروں گا کہ جن اسلامی بھائیوں نے ابھی تک فیضان نماز کورس نہیں کیا تو ان کو فیضان نماز کورس کی دعوت دیتا ہوں تاکہ ہم نماز سیکھ کر ادا کریں.
7-day اصلاح اعمال کورس. ڈیورنگ دا تربیتی کورس اسپیشل ایمفیسس is laid on the following traits for the character building of the attendees.
ایک مسلمان کا ظاہر کیسا ہونا چاہیے تو ایک مسلمان کا باطن کیسا ہونا چاہیے, با کردار مسلمان بننے کے لیے کیا کرنا چاہیے. آنکھ کے بھی گناہ ہے, کان کے بھی گناہ ہے, ہاتھ کے بھی گناہ ہے, پیٹ کے بھی گناہ ہے, کئی گناہ ایسے ہیں جو زبان سے ہوتے ہیں. تو کیا ہمیں پتا ہے کہ زبان سے کون کون سا گناہ ہوتا ہے؟ تو اب یہ پوری معلومات حاصل کرنی ہے تو اس کا بھی ایک کورس ہے. مجلس مدنی کورسز کے تحت ایک کورس ڈیزائن کیا گیا اور اس کورس کا اب نام جو ہے وہ اصلاح اعمال کورس ہے.
Thank you Allah for the modern environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the madani environment.
اگر ہم امیر سنت کا تحفہ جو 72 مدنی انعامات ہمیں عطا ہوا ہے اس کے عامل بننا چاہتے ہیں تو ہمیں اصلاح اعمال کورس کرنا ہوگا. اس میں ایک ایک مدنی انعامات پر عمل کرنا سکھایا جاتا ہے.
7-day 12 مدنی کام کورس. The way of carrying out 12 مدنی activities is taught to the participants of the course.
دعوت اسلامی کے 12 مدنی کام ہیں اور 12 مدنی کام یہ وہ ہیں کہ جن کے ذریعے لوگوں کو نیکی کی دعوت دینی ہے, لوگوں کو ترغیب دلا کر مسجد میں لے کر آنا ہے. 7 دن کا 12 مدنی کام کو اس میں کیا ہوتا ہے؟ اس میں یہ ہوتا ہے کہ درس دینے کا طریقہ سکھایا جاتا ہے کہ آپ کو درس کس طرح دینا ہے, بیان کرنے کا طریقہ سکھایا جاتا ہے کہ آپ کو بیان کس طرح کرنا ہے, اسی طرح نیکی کی دعوت کس طرح دینی ہے, لوگوں کی نفسیات کو کس طرح جانا ہے, کس نرمی, کس شفقت, کس محبت سے لوگوں کو دین کی طرف لے کر آنا ہے. اس میں پورا سمجھایا جاتا ہے کہ ہمیں مدنی دورہ کس طرح کرنا ہے, ہمیں دکان دکان جا کر, گھر گھر جا کر جو ہے وہ نیکی کی دعوت جو ہے وہ کس طرح دینی ہے. اسی طرح جو اطراف ہے, گاؤں ہے, گوٹ ہیں, ان میں بھی ہمیں نیکی کی دعوت دینی ہے. تو وہاں جا کر ہمیں نیکی کی دعوت کس طرح دینی ہے یہ الحمدللہ تربیت جو ہے یہ 12 مدنی کام کورس میں ہوتی ہے.
By the merits of these madani courses, the spoiled people of the society who remain indulged in sinful activities and deviate from salah, fast and recitation of Quran are able to clean and rectify their internal and external character. 63-day madani tarbiyati course. The curriculum entails many sciences of knowledge, some of which are farz for every adult and sane Muslim. There are many virtues of acquiring religious knowledge.
Alhamdulillah, 63 din madani tarbiyati course mein madani qaida bhi padhaya jata hai. Isi tarah neki ki daawat dena bhi sikhaya jata hai. Isme aqaid ke mutalliq bhi alhamdulillah isme ek halqa hota hai jisme aqaid ke mutalliq alhamdulillah azza wa jal tarbiyat hoti hai.
Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, wuzu, ghusl and a practical demonstration of salah are taught in this course. The curriculum also includes the learning of the method of giving ghusl to the deceased, shrouding and burying a dead body, funeral salah and Eid salah, etc. Furthermore, Quranic recitation with proper manners and correct pronunciation of Arabic alphabet are also taught with the help of Madani Qaida. Students memorize the last 20 chapters of the Holy Quran and practice the recitation of Surah Mulk.
اگر کوئی بالکل کورا اسلامی بھائی آ جائے, کورا مسلمان آ جائے, کسی کو اس کو کچھ بھی نہیں پتا, تو اللہ کی رحمت سے 63 دن میں یہ نماز سیکھ چکا ہوگا, یہ وضو سیکھ چکا ہوگا, یہ غسل کا طریقہ جان چکا ہوگا, یہ اپنے وجود کو تو پاک کرنا سیکھ چکا ہوگا, اپنے کپڑوں کو پاک کرنا بھی سیکھ چکا ہوگا, اسی طرح یہ درس دینے والا بن چکا ہوگا, یہ نیکی کی دعوت دینے والا بن چکا ہوگا. 63 دن میں ڈھیروں علم دین کا خزانہ اس کے ہاتھ آئے گا.
During the Tarbiyati course, special emphasis is laid on the following traits for the character building of the attendees: honesty, gentleness, tolerance, humility, forgiving others, manners of conversation, manners of making individual effort, the lifeblood of Dawat-e-Islami's Madani working and method of practicing the acts of piety, etc. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, besides Karachi, this course is offered in several other cities around Pakistan.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, duniya bhar mein madani courses ke tahat dheron dher madani courses hote hi hain. Alhamdulillah, Pakistan mein mahana 50 se 60 madani courses hote hain. Yun salana 600-700 ke aas paas madani courses ki tarkeeb hai.
Furthermore, all these courses are also conducted online, where responsible people, zimmedaran, participate from all over the world.
Aap online bhi duniya bhar mein jahan bhi hain to ye course kar sakte hain, iske liye aap humse rabta farmaye.
During the course, the participants also travel madani qaflas. On the last day, the course ends on dua and salatu salam.
To ye hai madani courses ki bahar hai. تو آپ بھی یہ مدنی کورسز کیجئے, دوسروں کو بھی اس کی ترغیب دلائیے, کم وقت میں اپنی اصلاح کس طرح کرنی ہے یہ سیکھیے, کم وقت میں نیکی کی دعوت کس طرح دینی ہے یہ سیکھیے.
Upon the completion of the course, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many individuals who used to lead a wicked life commit themselves to offer salah regularly and become good Muslims. They become righteous, earning respect in the society. Therefore, whoever gets the opportunity should learn religious knowledge by enrolling himself in this course. Those who cannot enroll for 63 days should approach the Madani Center, as they may be permitted to attend the course for less than 63 days.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Undoubtedly, my dear viewers, Dawat Islam is doing so much work around the globe. Please try to contribute towards Dawat Islami. Be part of Dawat Islami. Join Dawat Islami. Now, this was one segment we heard about today. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is many departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We are speaking about the prohibition of alcohol. This is the work of Dawat-e-Islami. That which is right, we propagate the goodness. And those things which are wrong, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we detest such things. And we prohibit such things. And these are the acts of a Muslim. These are from amongst the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to enjoin what is good, and for us to forbid what is evil. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is so much more to be said about alcohol. Just remember, just that same hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that iman, faith, and the habit of alcohol, they cannot coexist within one heart. Please refrain from alcohol. In fact, it's mentioned that there was once a young man who had alcohol with him. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, he saw him. And he says to him that, "Oh young man, what is that you have in that bottle?" This person, he was frightened. This is Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab. This is the leader of the all of the believers of the Muslims. The oops, well, if he's going to find out, what will happen to me? He said that he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that, "Ya Allah, I repent, Ya Allah, I repent for what I have done. Ya Allah, please do not humiliate me in front of Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab. Ya Allah, please do not do so." That person says, "I have vinegar in here." He says, "I have vinegar in here." So the Umar says, "Bring it to me, let me see it." And this person, frightened, really trembling, shaking, he brings it to the Umar ibn Khattab. And he sees that there's no alcohol in there, there's vinegar in there.
This is the repentance of a person, my dear viewers. These are the wonders, really, the greatness of repentance. Those who have ever consumed alcohol, repent for having consumed alcohol. And my dear viewers, those who know others, prevent them, try to stop them. Really, all this does is bring harm to our society, harm to our iman, drinking alcohol. That's all for now. Time has got the better of us. Inshallah, we shall be returning tomorrow. Continue to watch Madinah channel every single day and send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will